Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, and so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in the last few verses of Hebrews chapter 3. We're reading verses 16 to 19. They read, "Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief." A very sobering way to end chapter 3, a chapter that began with the comparison and the contrast between Moses and Jesus, and proceeds through the chapter with a discussion about the hearts and the attitudes of the Israelites in the desert, those who should have known so much better than to rebel against God's servant and God's message, and indeed God, and the consequences of that. And here we end the chapter with a reminder of the right or the consequences of what happens when we do not trust God and hold on to his commands and his promises. The writer is assuming, of course, that his readers know the historical context of the quotes he's giving all through this chapter and the things he's talking about here in the final few verses. And he asks questions to make his points. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Who were they? Were they not all that Moses led out of Egypt? Who was he angry with for 40 years? Those who sinned, wasn't it? The bodies who fell in the desert. It's very graphic. It refers to Numbers 14, verses 29 to 32. In this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you 20 years old or more who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But you, your bodies, will fall in this desert." How graphic. The writer is building a picture of faithlessness and disobedience and their consequences. There is no other way to win through other than by faith and obedience. These three questions that are asked in this passage focus the attention on God's people instead of the pagan world around them. If the writer had asked the questions, was God angry with pagans, I suppose they may have said yes. The Israelites would have said, but who was he angry with here? Well, us would be the sobered answer. And as Christians and people who follow Jesus Christ today, we need to be asking ourselves whether we're being rebellious or sober. Are we really listening to God's word? Are we going to receive the promises that are held out for us? Are we confidently holding on, persevering? Or are we giving in to our fear? The Israelites heard God's word. They were redeemed from slavery. They were led by God's man. They were shown God's miraculous provision, and yet they rebelled. The parallels are clear with the current generation that is being written to here, and the parallels are clear with all generations of Christians, and those parallels are just as relevant today as they ever were. We have heard God's word. We have been redeemed from the slavery of sin. We are and have been led by God's man, Jesus Christ, and we have been shown God's miraculous provision as he has transformed us and given us his Holy Spirit. Let us not be the people who do not enter into God's promises, but let us be the people who heed God's word. Well, next time we'll go on to chapter 4, but until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes. If you type in MCCX in the podcast, you should find us there. And if you have time, please leave us a review and give us some stars. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.